Jesus loves all kinds of people. He loved the poor, the rich, the influential, the insignificant, the well, the sick, and he was friends of them all. Some people have said that Jesus does not love people just because they are rich. Nothing could be farther from the truth. I think that's a falsehood. It is a falsehood to say that Jesus does not care about poor people. He cares about them immensely and deeply, rich and poor. And he called a variety of people to be his disciples. Listen to what it says in Matthew, the 4th chapter, in the 18th verse. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. And he called them, and immediately they left the ship and their father and followed him. I always thought this was an amazing story. I can just imagine myself being in the sandals of these fishermen. And here comes an itinerant preacher, and he says to them, quit your job, quit your business, for they were commercial fishermen. They were not just out trying to catch fish for dinner. We see in other places in the Bible where Peter and Andrew were in partnerships with Zebedee, and they had hired men, and they had bills to pay, they had a cash flow to concern themselves with, and Jesus said, drop everything and follow me. And the scripture says that they did. There's a little bit more to that story that we'll talk about later, but I'm amazed at the type of people that Jesus called. Every type. And that applies to you and me. Jesus loves you for who you are. And he can see in you the potential of a redeemed person. He can see the potential of a person who is filled with the Spirit. And if we yield ourselves to his control, and when he says, follow me, if we follow him with all of our hearts, his grace changes us and makes us into all that we can be. I believe that with all of my heart. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the blessings of the call that I felt from Jesus Christ to follow him. Oh Lord God, I pray in all things that you would help me to be a good follower of Jesus today. Live by his principle. Walk in his light. Revel in his grace toward me, and may I always be found to be faithful. In Jesus' name, amen.